unless I was doing like couples counseling or something where I might go through a whole explanation of values levels so that people knew that. See, any type of this, like if I'm working with a group or a couple or something, I might want them to know more about this. Because understanding this gives you understanding for other people as well. We can either get more solidified in our own stances, or we can say, oh, wow, I understand that people are different and I can relate to the differences. So from that perspective, I might go more in depth into, hey, this is what value systems are about and stuff. But in terms of doing one-on-one work, I find myself more often than not working with the surface values that are representative of the deeper level memes. Does that make sense? Does that answer the question or not really? Okay. You sure? Was there more to it? I mean, if it didn't quite answer it, let me know, because I'll go. Okay. Yeah. So duty with guilt to do what's right in values level 4. So there's a lot of guilt in values level 4. They managed by guilt, by fear. So values level 4 can be a controlling values level, but not as controlling as values level 6, and we'll talk about that in a second, interestingly enough. Multiplistic or irrational. So the values level 5, situational rules of the game. Whatever works, break the rules. You know, individual rules are made to be broken. So there's individual principles of conscience and autonomy and self-control to win. So they're into values level 5 are really interested in learning about this type of stuff so they can make themselves better and they can win. You know, hey, I got to know everything about myself so I can be more successful. So they'll be into this from that perspective. And the rules are whatever rules suit them. They make up their own rules as they go along. Situational ethics, yeah. That's values level 5. Values level 6, we talked about it's more of a humanistic values level. They look at the needs of the collective whole. You've got to fit in with the group's norms and attitudes, and it's about service for the common good is what values level 6 is about. Now, values level 6, interestingly enough, can oftentimes be the most controlling values level. Which isn't immediately obvious. It's like, because they in values level 6, they like everybody that likes everybody. And you better like everybody. Otherwise, you're not part of the group. You know, Mike's not playing part of the group. He doesn't like everybody. And they'll be, values level 6 can be very controlling and vengeful if you don't like everybody. Yeah. Mike's not eating his brown rice. What's up with you? Yeah. Right? You better be eating your brown rice. You know? Yeah. Yeah. That's where you can actually get into like cult-like behavior. You know? Where it's like, hey, everybody's got a cult-like behavior would be values. By the way, I'm not saying values level 6 is cultish. I'm saying that that's the type of thinking. Like values level 6 and 2, tribalistic and the collective whole would be a combination of cult-like behavior. And then they probably have a level 3, 4 that was their leader that they mystified.
So Jim Jones would be a 2?
Jim Jones, no. Jim Jones would be a 3, 4. Jim Jones would be a 3, 4. And the sixes and the twos would mystify that leader. Right. But the people inside of it would be 6-2. Whereas Jim Jones would be 4-3.
But what about the save the whales part in 6?
But let's stay with this just for a second. So the people that would, and what they'd do is they'd look at that 4-3 and they'd mystify that person. And then within the group, what would happen is, like everybody would have to do the same thing, and they might ask you to, you know, you've got to do this, and you've got to do this way, and oh, you're not doing it like the group. And they would mystify the cult leader right there. So number 7 existential systemic, integrated processes and flows. So what you're doing in values level 7 is you're aligning conflicting alternatives and personal responsibilities in being. It's all about systems. It's like, hey, what's the most functional way to do this? You know, what's the most functional? What's the best? And how can I align? And I've got all this chaos. And what can I do so that it works for me? You know? And if it works for me to have this person in charge or this person in charge, I'm going to do it because that works. And once I've had my fill of doing this, and I'm going to move on to the next thing. I don't have to be there. I don't have to. I can move. Values level 7 can shift at the drop of a dime. You know, they can leave. If they don't like it, they can turn around and say, hey, you know, enough of that. And they'll walk away from it, whether it be an organization, whether it be an entity, whether it be a relationship even. Values level 7 might, depending upon where they're playing values level 7, they said, hey, you know what? This isn't working for me. Thanks. It was nice. And they'll move on, you know, to the next one. Values level 7 is more holistic and experiential. Values level 7, they have a sense of collective individualism to serve the entire living system. So while we're individuals, we're playing the roles of individuals within the greater living system. So the concept of the holographic individual as being the part being part of the whole would be a values level 8 concept. They become more blurred the more up we go, and I think that was part of Graves too. As Graves was predicting the way that things went. Well, yeah, they're a response, but remember, 7 is going to be more active. So 7 is going to be an active system, whereas 8 is going to be a reflective system. 7, so 7 is going to be out there taking action for the things that work for 7. Yeah, 7 is going to take action on the things that work for 7. 8's going to have a global view of the world, but 8's not going to take a lot of action. Because it's more of a... Yeah, it's not in his memes. No, 8 is just more of a reflective system. They tend to have an understanding of the global collective all. They're going to be more into insight. They're going to be more into exploring inward, even to have a better... But with it, they'll be exploring inward, but understanding the collectiveness of the whole. Oh, yeah, 7 would actually say that as well. 7 would say that as well. But 8 looks at the whole, and they're interested in global transformation. They're interested in seeing the planet change. They're really, that's part of their value system.
I guess I have a question.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And then hated 5. Okay. Hated 5. And then jumped from 6 to 7.
Right. And you know what? Some people that think they were raised in a 5 were actually raised in a 5-3. So now let's take a look at how people see each other for a moment. So oftentimes the 4 will look at a 5 and see a 3. So the 4 might look at a 5 and see a 3. Or a 3 might look at a 5 and see a 3 as well. The 5 might look at an 8 and see a 6. So the 5 might look at the 8 and see a 6. The 4 might look at the 8 and see a 6 as well. Yeah, the 4 might look at an 8 and see a 6. The 6 might look at the 7 and see a 5. Or the 6 might look at the 7 and see the 6 might look at a 7 and see a 3. They could see the 6 might look at the 7 and see them as a 5 or a 3.
So what's the ultimate?
The ultimate well, once again, because it's like there's just like they're because their ways of thinking, it's like each one's going to be valuable for the context that the individual finds himself in. So to be thinking like a six or an eight in the inner city.